This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Mr. Thursday Night is back for the first time this season. So we got a big pick coming up. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. But on Thursdays, we do an NFL tilt. It's the only non-Broncos NFL game that I throw into my picks portion of my catalog of picking. And we've got Cowboys and Eagles coming up and playing tonight after our final day of Preps training camp coverage. That has been awesome. Even though we're in the season still, we had so many teams, so many great sponsors jumping in for coverage, we've been able to highlight a lot of high school football teams. So our last edition of that, Bruce has done a phenomenal job. Michael, you've done a phenomenal job of producing those shows each and every day. So our last edition of that, of the season, is tonight at 5 o'clock. And then right after that, we get into Thursday Night Football between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are an 8.5-point favorite. Where am I going? That pick, the new flavor of the Thursday Night Special, is coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Busy show today. We got Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Excited for that because we got big news. In fact, Michael, that takes us to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Well, the good. Nick Bonito. Outside linebacker Nick Bonito and the Denver Broncos reached an agreement today on a four-year, $106 million contract extension that includes $70 million guaranteed. Athletes First announced the deal can be worth up to $120 million if Bonito reaches incentives in the contract. So it's around $26 million a year, but it could get to $30 million a year. The deal will run through the 2029 season. And this is huge. So this makes Bonito the highest paid non-quarterback in Broncos franchise history. Well done, Denver. That is my good. And we're going to spend some time talking about just how good is Nick Bonito and George Payton, the man people wanted to cast out of Denver after the Russell Wilson debacle, has flat out brought the noise alongside Sean Payton, too. But George is the one with the contract power. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. Bad, Rockies lost. Made an interesting comeback in the ninth, but I don't care. We're done. Football's tonight. I will not. I don't even know if the Rockies play tonight. I don't even know. It's out of my brain now. The ugly for me is more of a national story, but it's just an Angel Reese story, something I put together, looked at this morning, thanks to ESPN and CBS Sports. So, Angel Reese, on Wednesday night, last night, she had apologized to her Chicago Sky teammates for remarks she made to the Chicago Tribune that were published earlier in the day. She expressed concerns amid another losing season, saying she, quote, might have to move in a different direction and do what's best for me if the team didn't improve its talent level for the future. What? Second year in? I mean, come on. I just think it's a weird thing to say. Very weird thing to say. So there we go. That's the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Busy show today. We got a full slate of NFL football, Michael, starting tonight. How about that? We are in the thick of it. Do you have a feeling where that you think this game might go? Do you think Eagles Super Bowl champs, one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, do they just absolutely blow the Cowboys out tonight? Because you got this Micah Parsons drama, all that stuff happened, Jerry Jones saying his thing.
I really like Micah.
Yeah.
I think without Micah Parsons and with very little talent on the roster, I think that they are going to get blown out. They're going to get their offense shut down, and they're going to get blown out.
Man, you sound really negative today, like the most negative I've heard in a while. Is it the sickness thing? Are you still battling?
I think it's the voice is very...
You're still battling.
It has more bass than usual.
I'm sorry you're feeling that way. Big Hub says, on fantasy football, and I'm not a big fantasy guy. I play fantasy football. I wouldn't say I'm good with it, but he's wanting to know, should I start Pickens or McMillan? Tet? Ooh, I like Tet. Let's see. Let's look at who do the Panthers play? Panthers got the Jaguars and then the Cowboys tonight. Boy, that's a conundrum, but I don't want to give you, I don't know. I mean, Pickens, I think, is just I like George Pickens a lot. I would probably lean George Pickens, but that's just me, Big Hub. I take none of my advice betting wise, whatever. Do with that what you want. But Thursday night special, things get real. Things get real. My guy Kent texting in, one of our Cowboys fans here. Take the over in the Dallas Philadelphia game. See, Kent, the rules of the Thursday night special. I can only pick the team thing. I can't really do the over. I can't really pick and choose what, like the over, under. I can really only go either win, cover the spread. I don't do just flat out win or loss. If it's a favorite to win, I have to decide whether they're going to cover that spread or not. So I can't just flat out say Eagles win because they are an 8.5-point favorite. I have to go, do I think they cover that pick, that spread? So that's it's a science. There's a science to this. But I do have my pick ready, I believe. But we'll see. Micah has two cuts ready to go, whichever way I go. Right? You did two cuts. Everybody knows that. I like to make Michael work a little bit. No, we've got two cuts ready, and he will be prepared to press a Cowboys thing if they cover, if I pick them to cover, or an Eagles thing. If I pick the Eagles to cover. So you're prepared for this, right? Mike, you look prepared. You look ready to go.
I hope you pick the team that I guess you would pick.
We'll see. But you did two cuts, though. So you're fine. It's not like you have to do any extra work. This is just two cuts. Well, some of the extra work you did will just be thrown in the trash. Because whatever, you produced two cuts. And one of those will go in the trash.
Yes. Yes, of course I did.
Yes, of course you did. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So Nick Bonitto signs this contract, and it's a lot of money. He didn't get... Now, he could get to 30 with incentives, but $26 million is kind of where it's sitting right now. I thought maybe he was going to be up in the 30s after what we saw Micah Parsons get, but again, Benito's a fine player. Maybe he's borderline great, but he's not quite there yet. Now, Denver, Von Miller had a Hall of Fame career with the Broncos. We can all agree. But most of the punch that he packed was from 2011 to 2015. And then he was still a fine player through all of this, but he wasn't the same guy. And again, the Broncos weren't the same team. Once they signed that contract with Vaughn, I mean, that was Peyton Manning's final year. And this team didn't find the playoffs again with Von Miller. And his production went down because you're not up on, you know, he had 2018 was a really good year. 2016 was a really good year. But for the most part, after the Super Bowl, He was just a pretty good pass rusher. Pretty good. But this team wasn't very good. And you can say what you will about, was it the right move to sign Vaughn? You know, Monday morning quarterback on that move. Yeah, it was. Vaughn was a great Bronco. We'll go down in history as one of the greats. In fact, I think when you do your Mount Rushmore, there's a lot of people that would throw Von Miller up there. But the poll question today, presented by Lorado Whiskey, is prediction time. Who will go down as the better pass rusher at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, between Von Miller and Nick Benito? And it's 87.9% saying Von Miller, and then we've got 12% saying Nick Benito. I get that, because Von Miller today is clearly the best because of what he's... I mean, the guy in his career has 129 sacks. He's in the top 20 of all time. That's difficult to do. Benito would have to have one of those monsters, like a stretch of... Because again, his start wasn't like Vaughn's. His rookie year, he had a sack and a half. Vaughn had 11 and a half sacks, so he got off to a red-hot start. But Benito's progression in the sack department has gone up. You know, he went from 1.5, he went to 8, then 13.5 last year, plus a bunch of other things that he did. Is he going to be the better pass rusher? Or maybe the question should have been, who's going to be the better player? Because I think they can do more with Nick Benito than they did with Von Miller. But that's, I mean, can you believe it's 2011 was when Von Miller was drafted. He's been in the league for 13. This will be his 14th year in the league. Some great years, some awesome memories with him. I mean, first year for him, 11 and a half sacks. His second year, 18 and a half sacks. Then he had the suspension, so he only had 5. Then right back at it in 2014 with 14 sacks. Like, his first 4 years were better than Nick Benito's, well, for, I guess, 3. If you're just comparing 3 years by themselves, Vaughn was way better. Vaughn had an ability and a quickness, his spin move, his swim moves. It's the moves that he had to get to the quarterback. I mean, he was putting on camps, man. He's teaching people how to do his moves. It's hard for me to say that Benito is going to be that. But that's what you do when you sign these contracts. You know, we asked the same question when Courtland Sutton signed his. Is he going to go down as a top 3 wide receiver in Broncos history? Like, we don't say number 1 because he ain't going to pass Rod Smith. But you ask if he's going to be top 3. With Nick Benito, I think obviously that kind of money, that screams that you believe he is going to be a household name in the NFL. I don't think he is right now. He's a household name in Denver. But does he strike fear right now throughout the rest of the league? I think it was the right move to get this done. I'm shocked. No, I'm shocked they got it done. I'm shocked they got all 3 done, I'll say. Because, you know, in the past 14 months, according to Zach Stevens, who's going to join us, they've signed big deals with relatively low drama. Quinn Miners, didn't hear anything about that until it happened. Pat Surtain, pretty easy. Jonathan Cooper's deal was easy. DJ Jones, Garrett Bowles, easy. Courtland Sutton had the potential to get dramatic, but Courtland Sutton wouldn't let it. He showed up to training camp. He showed up to semi-training camp this year. Maybe wasn't doing every drill, but he was there. These are good dudes. Zach Allen, low drama. And Nick Benito. Didn't really hear anything. Like, oh, well, we'll see what they got. You know, it was none of that stuff. And these players are guys you want to build around. These are good guys. These are good leaders in the locker room, too. So you got to shout out to George Payton. Look at these deals. This is just, you know, recently. We talked about Cooper, DJ Jones getting Hufanga for a 3-year, $45 million deal. Brandon Jones is turning out to be a really good hit. Got him for a 3-year, $20 million deal. Dre Greenlaw, still battling some injury concerns, but you got him for the 3-year, $35 million deal. Evan Ingram. J.K. Dobbins was a surprise to everybody, but also a pretty significant get. Zach Allen, Courtland Sutton, and Nick Benito. I mean, George Payton, after the Russell Wilson extension and, you know, the Nathaniel Hackett situation, the Nathaniel Hackett hire, those two moves right there were enough to get a guy fired. And for him to, for the Broncos to still continue going with him, for this ownership group to still stick with George Payton. And then when they hired Sean Payton, I thought, okay, that's going to be it for George. Sean's going to want to get a guy that's like more of a yes men GM for him, but they stayed the course. And these two have worked well together, and the Broncos are back. They're relevant again. I don't know if they're Super Bowl relevant. I don't know if they're going to be that good of a team this year, but I think they'll be a playoff team. I've got them winning 11 games. Yeah, we're going with my patent 11 games for the Broncos this year. Does that mean they're a Super Bowl contender? Not necessarily, because you still have juggernauts in front of you. You still have the Chiefs, you still have the Bills, you still have the Ravens, and I think the Bengals are a team to look at. I think the Chargers might be a dangerous team. But I certainly think it's not crazy to throw the Broncos, to sprinkle the Broncos into that mix. 21 minutes after the hour, we're going to catch up with Zach Stevens at the bottom of the hour, how this deal went down, what it means for the Broncos to have all of these contracts secure. This is the time. I think it's fair to say, with Bo Nix on his rookie contract, the Broncos view this as very much being in their Super Bowl window. How about that? After 10 years of no, well, about 10 years, Mike. 9 years of no playoffs, was it? I think you're talking window talk, and that's what these contracts mean. So we'll talk to Zach about that a little bit later on. We also got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question today. We got to register somebody else for the $20 gift certificate. We got two winners, and we're going to take four at the end of the week, and we're going to pick a random name out of that hat, and that's going to be the winner of the $20 gift certificate. And then they're also going to be inserted into the grand prize from Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor, a $100 gift certificate to that place. You could do some damage with a $100 gift certificate in that place, Mike. And then a signed jersey, a signed NFL jersey, I believe. So we're getting more details on that. So stick around for the trivia segment. Thursday night special in the 1 o'clock hour. Kevin Lytle will join me in the 1 o'clock hour as well as we set the stage for Rams Weekly coming up. All that and more. Stay tuned. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA all season.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Big day today. Big City Roadhouse officially opening today. They opened at 10 o'clock. Big City flavor, a roadhouse comfort. It's a new concept by the owners of Big City Burrito. They're building on their trusted local Big City brand with a fresh twist on a full-service restaurant. So there were the old Cables. And Cables, we love those guys, what they did for so long, a staple here in the community. It's time for Sean and Nikki, great people, to move on and enter Big City Roadhouse. So in Greeley on 59th Avenue, they're bringing in a fun, energetic, casual atmosphere with a true roadhouse feel. I'm excited about this, man. This is elevated comfort food, like tavern-style pizza, wings, steak, Big City flavors, too. So they are going to have burritos on the menu. A lot of people have been asking about that. Full bar with creative cocktails. Little Birdie tells me that they're going to be adding more TVs in there. So that is going to be the spot, guys. You want to go watch your stuff? You want to watch college football this weekend? You want to watch Eagles Cowboys tonight? Big City Roadhouse, that's going to be the place to go. So I'm going to be stopping by there here. I won't be able to make it today, but hopefully I can pop by tomorrow for a bit. But Big City Roadhouse, cannot wait. And they also bring us our Football Friday coming up on
Friday.
That a baby. Mike is on fire today. 28 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Big news of the day is Nick Bonitto signing the contract with the Denver Broncos. That's going to be I think it's going to work out. I think it might even work out better than the Von Miller thing. I think Nick Benito is it. I was a, you know, Zach Allen is kind of middle. Okay, good. I'm glad. I'd rather have him than not. Cortland Sutton, I wasn't so sure, but I think Cortland Sutton is going to have a really good year this year. Tell me, try to talk me out of the Broncos not being a Super Bowl contender. I know that won't be you, Michael, but Hooligans, are you starting to really believe that this team can do it? I'm not doing the believe. I mean, I like 11 wins. A lot of 11-win teams win Super Bowls. I think they're going to have their stumbles. I think the Chargers week 3 I think is going to be a little bit of a stumble. I think Cincinnati I went back and forth on, but I think there's certainly going to be stumbles throughout this year, but this is the year for the Broncos to cement themselves as a true contender. Last year was the starting point. Like, let's see when no pressure, but we got a rookie quarterback. Let's see how close we can get to the playoffs. They got in. Lost to the Bills. This is a different year. 30 minutes after the hour, Zach Stevens is going to join us next from DNVR Broncos. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. You know, that intro liner we had there from Adam had me wanting to ask this question to you, Zach. I love all the factions, all the different DNVRs. You got the DNVR Broncos, Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, Buffs, Rams. It's all over the place. I love it. Do you guys ever hang out? Like, does Broncos DNVR guy, do you cross over and hang out with Nuggets DNVR guys? How does that go, Zach?
You know, Brady, sometimes there is crossover, especially when there's events that bring us all together. But, I mean, you know how Broncos is. 11 months of the year, it's crazy busy. And then, really, the only time we have off, the Nuggets are either in the championship or they're off, too. So sometimes there is crossover and we get the whole gang together.
Well, you guys, I was hanging out with Justin Michael talking CSU Rams and UNC Bears coming up this weekend. So, man, you guys do a great job, and we're honored to have as many of the insiders jump on as we possibly can. But not many better when it comes to talking Broncos and getting us that information than the Zach Stevens. They got the deal done, Zach. The Broncos got it done with Nick Benito. Big money for him. I honestly thought we might get a little higher than, what is it, $26 million a year, but it could get to 30. I thought maybe we'd start at the $30 million, could get to like 33.
Yeah, and Brady, you're not going to be surprised by this, but I love the deal for both sides, and it's exactly what you said. Nick Benito could have held out for not just more money, but Brady, he could have held out for way more money. Micah Parsons just reset the market to a completely new degree at $47 million. Now, was Nick Benito going to get $47 million this year? No, he wasn't. But could he have held out and waited until after this season and then got $47 million on the open market? You can make a case that if he went out and had another 15-sack season, that he could have got top of the money in the market. But instead, he decides to take what I think is a very team-friendly discount, and this is a win-win for both sides. Look, he was set to make $5 million this year, which no doubt is a lot of money. Now he gets $26.5 million per year for the next 4 years once this extension kicks in, with $70 million guaranteed. Brady, that's obviously life-changing money and generational wealth for him. So that's why it's a big win for Nick Benito. He's going to get a massive signing bonus, tens of millions of dollars. And then for the Broncos, this is a win because you mentioned it. This is a team-friendly deal, so much so that when Nick signs this deal, He becomes the 10th highest paid pass rusher in the NFL. Don't forget, he was in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. If you're in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, it's not crazy to think that you can reset the market at your position. And not only does he not reset the market, he becomes 10th. By the time his deal is in year 3 and 4, Brady, he's probably going to be in the 20s, if not 30s, in terms of highest paid edge rushers. This is going to be an incredibly friendly deal. He could have got, from this year, from the Broncos, $3 million plus, and he decided to give them a team-friendly discount. I'm told that right before training camp, the Broncos offered him $20 million. He wasn't offended by that number, but he wanted a little bit more, but he made it known to the Broncos that he was not trying to break the bank. He gets more than the $20 million that was very initially offered. That's why I think this is a great deal.
Okay, we lost you there for just like the last 3 seconds, but I think we got the gist of it, Zach. Why? I'm asking why, because I think a lot of us believe Nick Bonitto is going to be, you know, maybe Von Miller-esque in his career. $20 million seems pretty low, and then you see the Micah Parsons deal, and if Nick would have held out, goes on to have the season that I'm sure his camp believes he's going to have, he's leaving a lot of money on the table. So my question to you, like, why did Nick decide to take kind of the free, team-friendly deal?
Well, $70 million guaranteed right there, Brady.
Yeah,
that's a big reason why there. And if you remember, Nick got a little, he had that bone spur in the first preseason game. That kind of reminds guys like, hey, man, until I sign that deal, nothing's guaranteed. And another reason, Brady, he signs this deal now. It's a 4-year extension. By the time this deal fully expires, he's going to be 30 years old. Now, I'm not saying Nick Bonitto is TJ Watt, but if he continues to progress in this way that he has over the last few years, he'll be on the conversation of being one of the best edge rushers. And TJ Watt just signed a 3-year, $123 million extension, and he's 30 years old. So Nick Bonitto, this sets himself up for a big payday now, but also potentially another big contract to come in the future, and then also some goodwill from Nick Bonitto's side to the Broncos. And Nick and his agent, Torrey Dandy, can bring this up in a couple of years when maybe there's only 1 year left on his deal and he wants to re-up. Well, he gave the Broncos a good deal, so maybe they can come and give him a new deal when there's 1 year left on this thing.
In a day and age where almost every time this year we see holdout, we see player upset or not showing up to training camp, you noted this on your X account. In the past 14 months, they've signed massive deals with zero drama. Quinn Meinerz, I mean, that was so quiet. Patrick Surtain, for as big a name as he is, it was quiet. Jonathan Cooper, DJ Jones, Garrett Bowles, Cortland Sutton. Maybe we kind of thought there might be a holdout of some sort, but really never manifested anything negative. Zach Allen, Nick Bonitto. Why? I'm asking a lot of whys today, Zach, but is it the culture? Is it the way the Broncos do business now? Because it just seems like they're getting a lot of big moves done with very, very little, probably to no drama.
Yeah, it's a lot of trust between the organization and players, and the way the Broncos operate, they don't put anything out there. And George Payton, credit to him, because when he got here before the Walton Payton ownership group or Penner ownership group, before Sean Payton got here, George Payton made it a point to do business behind closed doors, to not air out dirty laundry, and that has seeped into the organization over the past 4 years. And the players now know that that's not how the Broncos operate. They're not going to make the players look bad, and the players have now trusted the organization enough to give them that respect back. And then the Walton Payton ownership group has certainly bought into that. And another key thing is when players trust an organization and buy into that, is when they see the actual money start flowing out into guys in the locker room. And Brady, you mentioned those mini contracts in the last 14 months. If you add all of those together, we're talking about $500 million that have been handed out to players currently on the team. That does not include the Mike McGlinchey's, free agents. It does not include the Dre Greenlaws. That's just guys on the team. So the Broncos' track record of paying their own guys does help. And talking to players in the locker room, it really does make an impact. So paying your own guys, drafting and developing. Brady, that's how long-term success it happens in the NFL, is when you draft and develop properly and you pay your own guys. The Broncos under George Payton have a fantastic track record of that.
It's crazy. I was just thinking about this, too. So George Payton, obviously kind of the head up of the whole Russell Wilson situation. We know there was a lot more thanks to that story that came out about the potential collusion and all that. But at the end of the day, George Payton does the contract extension with Russell Wilson and then hires Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, he was on borrowed time at that point, Zach. And then suddenly, look at all these moves. Look at everything that has happened. He and Sean Payton, I wondered if that was going to be the end, too, where Sean's going to want more of a yes man in his corner. George has been next to perfect since those two big hires or those two big issues.
Yeah, he certainly has, Brady. And there's no doubt that it's fair to say that George Payton could have absolutely been fired after what happened in that first year with Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. There was every right for the Broncos to move on from him. They gave him the benefit of the doubt. They gave him another shot, and boy, has he proven them right on that. And when the Broncos hired George Payton, you got to remember, he was one of the hottest, if not the hottest, general manager candidates out there. He said no to the Browns. The Browns wanted to hire him as their general manager a year or two before the Broncos did. He said no. That's how high in demand he was, as he felt like he could say no to teams, and he did. When the Broncos got him, he was viewed as one of the best non-general manager talent evaluators in the NFL. And boy, has he been that since the Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson era happened. And he's just been fantastic. You look, every single draft that the Broncos have had under George Payton, they have hit it out of the park. Pat Surtain was his very first pick. How did that turn out? He's a defensive player of the year when a lot of people said the Broncos should have gone with a quarterback like Mac Jones or Justin Fields. He also got Nick Benito. He got Jonathan Cooper. That was one draft, Brady. That was his first draft. Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper, and Pat Surtain. How's that one turn out? And then, I mean, you can just look. Riley Moss a couple of years ago. Last year, we know Bo Nix, Sean, had a lot to do with that one, but still, he gets credit for that. So, the encouraging thing is, George Payton's not going anywhere. He has 2 years left on his deal. I fully expect him to get a contract extension after this season and be here for the long term.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. I love these stories where it's like the guy is basically, man, Vance Joseph's another one of those guys that was maybe like on the way out, and then look at this. We're talking about potentially one of the greats, great defenses in Broncos history coming up this season. So I'm excited about that. The next big contract is that John Franklin Myers. What do you see? That's likely to play out throughout the season. Am I right?
Yeah, Brady, you're right about that one. And this one's going to be a tough one to get done. At some point, you can't pay everyone.
Can't get them all.
And it was exactly. And it was very clear that the Broncos were going to take care of Cortland Sutton, Zach Allen, and Nick Benito, likely before the season. They just got that done 3 days before the season. But the Broncos are almost paying every single person on the defensive side. And the Broncos drafted Savion Jones to essentially replace John Franklin Meyer. Now, if John is willing to take a very team-friendly discount, the Broncos would love to keep him. It's nothing against John. It's just, man, we got too many guys to pay right now. So I don't expect that one to get done unless John's willing to take a pretty darn team-friendly deal. It has nothing to do with John. It would just be very difficult to get that one done.
Zach Stevens joining us, DNVR Broncos. Zach, I know you got a roll, but man, this reminds me a lot of what San Francisco was trying to do. We're going to be in a window. We got a rookie quarterback. He's, whatever. We'll see how good he is, but we're gonna pay all these other big positions around him. It sure feels like the Broncos are kind of in that territory, maybe talking Super Bowl window the next couple of years.
Oh, without a doubt. There's no question about it. And Brady, Sean's talking about it already this year. You and I have talked about that a lot, how the Broncos are in that window. But next year, when the Broncos don't have any Russell Wilson dead cap money, because they still have $35.5 million of that on their books this year, and they're talking Super Bowl, when that frees up, just think about what they're going to do in free agency, how aggressive they're going to be able to be to add those final pieces, to add that DeMarcus Ware piece, to add that TJ Ward piece, a Keep Tlaib piece that the Broncos did in order to win Super Bowl 50. That's when it's going to be like, okay, they are all in. Right now the Broncos are building toward that and in that conversation. Next year they're going to be all in on it.
Starts with Tennessee this weekend, Zach. We're almost there, man. I believe the Broncos are 8.5-point favorites unless that has moved. Any concern about this game? Could it be sneaky? Got a rookie quarterback with Tennessee. How are we feeling? Do the Broncos take care of business?
Let me just throw the cliches out there. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But, Brady, when you take a step back and look at this, the Broncos, this is the easiest game in the NFL that any team could possibly have this entire season. You get the worst team in the NFL from last year at home with a rookie quarterback making his first career start on the road. That is as easy as it can be. Now, I'm not saying the Broncos are going to win by 50 points, but I do think the Broncos cover the 8-point spread. They should win easy at home. I'll take them by at least 10, 14. They really should take care of them. So absolutely no concern for me right now. Saying all of that, Brady, if they go out and lay an egg and lose to Tennessee, everything I just said holds true. And it will be panic just after week one. So Broncos got to take care of business. Sean Payton has preached on how important fast starts are to this season. Well, you have the perfect opportunity to start 1-0. And honestly, you have a perfect opportunity to start 2-0 with the Colts on the road after.
I agree, my friend Zach. Great work by you as always. And we'll look forward to following along with you as the Broncos begin their season on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. I appreciate it, my friend.
Brady, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. It does. It reminds me a lot of what San Francisco did. It just, you know, with Brock Purdy, it just didn't work out. The hope is that you're signing all these great these deals, and Cortland Sutton's solid, and Zach Allen, Nick Benito, all these guys. The free agent acquisitions are big. And then in that process, your quarterback is becoming a household name. So they've done everything up to this point. It just seems perfect, Mike. It just seems perfect. But the big thing is, all these guys are set up. We're expecting them to have big years. But it all kind of centers around, does Bo Nix become, as Sean Payton said, a top five type quarterback in this league? That is a tall task right there. That journey starts on Sunday against Tennessee, 49 minutes after the hour. This is the whole show powered by Chevron. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. I've got my Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question, so put on your thinking caps. You got to register for this, man. This place is freaking awesome, and I'm going to give you $20 maybe just to be one of four to get in this, to go in and spend some money. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
What's happening in your community? Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, Good Morning NoCo is on it. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
This Thursday morning, almost Thursday afternoon. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. I've got my Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia we're going to do in the second hour of the show. And then the 1 o'clock hour, we get to buy or sell. We have the Thursday night special. Whew, where are we going, man? First one. Can't win them all, Mike, if you don't win the first one. And then Kevin Lytle going to join us at the bottom of the 1 o'clock hour, talk some Colorado State. They play host to the UNC Bears this weekend. So we'll get to all of that. But I want to shout out here to, so we talk a lot about Mosquito Joe and Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado, like second to none. They earn number one Mosquito Joe franchise of the year. But once we get closer into the holiday months and all that, they switch gears a bit. NoCo Christmas Light Pros. And we're doing a really fun thing. You can check it out on our website, 1310kfk.com. Now through the end of October is your chance to win a free house decorating from NoCo Christmas Light Pros. Nominate yourself or someone you think who deserves it. Just go to 1310kfk.com, go to the top of the page. You'll see NoCo Christmas Light Pros giveaway. Really simple. First name, last name, email address, and just a quick sentence or two as to why, who you think should win and why. So go to 1310kfk.com. Loretta Whiskey Pool question of the day. When it's all said and done, who's going to be the best pass rusher between these two gentlemen, Von Miller or Nick Benito? We're riding high right now because Nick Benito just got signed to his long-term contract, and you got to be feeling good about the future of this Broncos team, the future of this Denver Broncos defense. What about individually? Von Miller is one of the greats. He was on a path after the Super Bowl, I think, to be number two, I think, on the Mount Rushmore. Maybe things fizzled a little bit for him over time. But Nick Bonitto, now that's in his path after signing the four-year, $106 million contract extension. We'll see. Who's going to be the better pass rusher? It's the prediction game. We know what Vaughn's about. Will Nick Bonitto surpass that? Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.